was Rav Tzvi Bash and his recollections of the Rosh Hashiva, that's all. When did you first learn about the Rosh Hashiva?
I learned about the Rosh Hashivas as a young bachur in Williamsburg, that he was from the Goyne Ador. And really, I got more of a cheshik, more of a cheshik to go when my cousin, Naftali Hertz, went to learn Barabar. And he told me all about the Rosh Hashiva, even though
we... Naftali Hertz, that's his whole name?
Naftali Hertz Bash, right.
Okay.
So, we got to come from Chassidim.
Yeah.
But yet my father always had a certain knack of knowing where Gadlus was.
Uh-huh.
And he always spoke to me, my father, that Rav Aaron is a true Gadol.
Uh-huh.
Because he saw him once and...
Where did you see him?
My father just saw him. I don't know, he was spoiled from him.
Uh-huh. And what year was that?
I don't know, I would say in the 50s somewhere.
Okay.
My grandfather, my Zayda Shia, met him in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And he also had met him in the younger years in Gartenberg and Schechter.
Uh-huh. What was he doing in Gartenberg, Schechter?
For the summer. Uh-huh. Shiva was there originally. It wasn't like the pioneer. And it was more like a Zucker's in the 40s. It was a small hotel.
Right.
In Gartenberg and Schechter. And the Shiva came for a few weeks in the summer with the Rebbetzin.
Uh-huh.
And the Maisa, my grandfather was very despoiled, not only from Rav Aaron, but there was a certain incident with the Rebbetzin that he was despoiled from a tzidkis.
Uh-huh.
What was
the incident?
I'd rather not repeat
that,
because it has to do, it might be a border on Pekir's cover.
Uh-huh.
But he saw the Rebbetzin's, Yerushamayim.
Uh-huh.
You know, he came with a Chassidish background, so even a Litvish Rebbetzin by him, So then I went to Philadelphia.
Yeah. From Tel Aviv.
From Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And we went originally for a year, and then we stayed longer. And the first year I was there.
What year was that? Absolutely.
I know Ginoy. It was. I came to Philadelphia in 59. You'll have to cheshbon out.
Yeah.
And in 60, I was the first time I heard a shiur from a bar.
I was
17 and a half years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they were learning Kedushin, and we were learning Kedushin. But there, Philadelphia and Lakewood learned the same Masechta.
Mm-hmm.
The Marza was a 4-year Marza.
Who did you learn in Philadelphia?
I learned by Shmuel the first year,
mm-hmm.
and then by Rabbanya.
Mm-hmm.
And after Pesach, I started having a shtickl kfiya, speaking and learning with Rebellia. And Rebellia, first of all, Rebellia at that point was totally 18 hours a day in Beis Medrash.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he was involved was in peeling.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw when he set over Rav Aaron, he made it so alive, and that was so, by him, the Rashiv is Yisoy, the Given, Dosidus.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the final pasuk. The Shmaitza Baska. Every time he said a Yisoyed from the Roshiva, you saw he was an Emes and Talmud, and it was Mamish Butler Daita to the Roshiva.
Mm-hmm.
We got a view of a person that himself was a budding Godly, even though he was young, you could see Godless by him, Xian Hoga by him. And you saw this is only a main of, he's only really. He only is looking at himself at that point as a conduit for his Rebbe's Torah, transmitting
mm-hmm.
his Rebbe's Torah and his Rebbe's Ashkofa.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent us to Lakewood to hear a shiur, and I remember hearing the first shiur in Kedushin on Kedushay Kesef.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting next to Hagoyim Rameya Hershkowitz,
yeah.
and from the Choshev Yumalait in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
And Rameya asked me, I asked him a kasha on the shiur. He said it's a good kasha.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I was scared to go. I had that same as Yichas HaKovet to go to Rav Aaron, a young bocher.
Right.
So he told me, no, you go over to Rav Aaron. So I said, Rav Meir, I akenished. He says, you go over to Rav Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And as Rav Aaron comes, that's when I got but I always say this over to my Talmidim. He said, first of all, he said that I asked him Mefrektish from the Rambam Rataisis. I asked him Rataisis on the Rambam. He says, second of all, that I think the second thing, he helped me by the lapel, he said that the second thing is, he didn't have learned the Taisis Rechnik. And the dritte Sach is, the third thing is, even the way you learn the Taisis, it's also not true. Mm-hmm. All three counts, and this is all in Kerefayim, like blitz. And it was so misspoiled from the shir. The only way I could have even had a shaykhus to the shir is because I prepared a whole Friday for the shir.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we came back to Philadelphia, Rebellion made me say over the shir.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way he wanted it, you know, influence us, because we had started to go back to Torah Das, and he wanted us ultimately to be exposed to the Ruach HaTorah and the Shkofas HaTorah of Rabban, to continue in learning. So it just was something I never saw. I didn't know what a Goyen was, what a Sar HaTorah was. The way I saw that the Bailas and the Sugya, and the way he built up the Sugya, he started from the Gemara and then went to the Rif and the Rambam, and he came out in Sayin Achron and Shia. It was all his own Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a different view of the sugya. It just was a tremendous, you know, only a goyinistic view of the sugya, you know, having an old sugya and being able to take from other sugyas and for the Rambam, an original teretz on the Rambam. I had never, you know, I've been in Torah Das, I never saw anything the like of it. And I went back several times afterwards to Yeshurim for Rabban, Rabban used to send us.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows what a Talmud like Rebellion, you know, what he felt ultimately at that point of his life, that he was in his 30s, he felt that his tachlis was to prepare the bachur to go to Rabban. That's the way he looked at his shteller in Philadelphia. An interesting thing, I wasn't there, but people told me that the last man, the man that Rabban was nifta, I was already in Lakewood. But he couldn't say shir for a week. He was so tzibrach. I want to tell you a very interesting story.
Yeah.
When I said the Seder in Lakewood was exactly the Seder in Philadelphia, because they modeled it after that, because Rebellion's purpose and, you know, his shifa was that the Bochum should ultimately go and go Michoel El Choyel to Rabaran. So we learned the same Masechta. Now, the last man I was there 3 years total. The last man that I was in Philadelphia, in the yeshiva in Lakewood, was learning Bar Mitzvah. And Philadelphia, for the first time, didn't learn what Lakewood did. They learned Gittin. There was a Cheshmata high school. Now,
there was what?
There was a certain reason because of the high school schedule, they wanted the Beis Medrash to learn at the high school, and therefore, for them, came out better to learn Gittin and learn Bar Mitzvah the following summer. So Lakewood was learning then Baba Basra, and they were learning the Sugya of Chadl and Layachba. And I went to speak to Rebellion, and I told him Rebellion wanted me to stay another spot because he wanted the Bochum at least to stay by him 2 years. As a matter of fact, I had skipped up in Torah Das, so I was a year younger. I was just 19. And Pesach, I was going to stay another spot, but once the schedule was to learn Gittin, and Lakewood was learning Bar Mitzvah, and Lakewood was scheduled to learn next Pesach spot, Gittin, I thought, why should I learn Gittin two times? So I went to Rebellion, I told him, if the yeshiva learns Bar Mitzvah, I really had a big cheshik ready to go to Rabaran, because many of the older Bochum of my chabura that I was attached to were by Rabban already, and I had a big kesher with them.
Who were they?
They were Shia Penstein, Sandra Kleinbart, Yankel Landesman. So they were already there in Lakewood. And therefore, I had a cheshik to go already, you know, even though I was from the younger, older Bochum, so to say. But Rebellion wanted me to stay. I was basking, but I told him not to learn Gittin. So I decided that I'm going to take a Feher in Lakewood. Yankel Fenstein, who was a Philadelphia Talmud from the high school years, the ninth grade, he had to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to move on, and I didn't want to learn twice the same masechta, you know.
Right.
You know, at that time it was different ruach hazman. You didn't know how long you're going to sit and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lamaisa, I went to Lakewood. Rabbi Aaron was just in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I went over to him Friday night. I came for a fan. So he told me I should come back Shabbos morning after the Suda. There was a long line waiting to speak to Rosh Hashiva.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rosh Hashiva looked out, and I remember he put his finger on his nose. He said, Bash! Even though I was in back of the line, and Rabbi Yosef Savitsky was there, the Rosh Hashiva, Tervadas was waiting, and Meshul Savitsky.
Mm-hmm.
They were all waiting to get in to speak to. We're waiting. Rosh Hashiva had just come back from Florida. They're waiting impatiently. The kashas on the shurim from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They called me in. And I had prepared. Rebellion told me to speak to Rav Aaron on Chardel is suicide because the Rishiva has his Kleis Shurim, which were accepted by all the Gdolim in Europe as yet a younger man.
Mm-hmm.
Lamaisa, I came in and something that I had prepared for a month, he cheshmed out everything I wanted to say within 10 minutes. I was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rule was like this, a very interesting hanhog of the Rishiva, that a bocha. And that's the way the Rishiva was machazik, the yeshivas which he shtal levek. A bacha that came, let's say from Nei Yisrael, from Tels, Tervadas, would have to prepare, he would give him a blat, and they would stay overnight in Lake, would give him a blat, and they would prepare the blat, and he would fahed them on that.
Mm-hmm.
And plus they had to say shtikl tzeh.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were from Vineland yeshiva, or Philadelphia yeshiva, which the yeshivas was started by his talmidim, then all you had to do was say shtikl tzeh.
Mm-hmm.
I prepared a shtickle type.
Mm-hmm.
Within 10 minutes, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the Rosh Hashiva, I started to speak. He told me over a shear.
Mm-hmm.
The points that I was on was the shear. He started telling me over the shear. And I wasn't able to absorb everything because I wasn't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
He had already said that shear in yeshiva. He was saying a different shear, Mata Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
And the Maisa, I asked him over, and there was Rav Kreig and Achokas Nezokin. I don't know, already by that time I got a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Shir and Achokas Nezokin that he had a Rav Kreig and that I thought Rav Kreig was different.
Mm-hmm.
The Maisa, the Shiva told me that I'm chatting Rav Kreig.
Mm-hmm.
And the Maisa, I was in there for about over an hour. By that time the line had dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
I felt Mamish so gewaltig that she had spent an hour with me to go to La Dor, and I was able to stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
But so as I was going out, the Rishiva told me, "Ich can't come."
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, but Rebellia wants me to stay another man. So he told me, "Zedzuchduch Nachamon with Rebellia." He was mischashiv with Rebellia. He was mischashiv with the Yeshiva wasn't tremendous then.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems he had an awe from me.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm going out the door, I backed up for Shteitzach B'derech Kovit. The Shiva told me of a mechanish learn and Bob Metzia on the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So I understood the Shiva telling me that I should come. I made Chavrusis. I called up Rebellion Mata Shabbos. I told him I'm accepted. I made Chavrusis. And he was shtickle cold to me on the phone. Reb Shmuel told me the next day, it's Nishkedai, you have Shiachas Rebellion. And I thought it over, I stayed. Lamaisa, I had a tremendous L, which I'll elaborate on more soon.
Mm-hmm.
But Lamaisa was Nifta Beis Kislai. I went back to Philadelphia for Shabbos after Ptira.
Mm-hmm.
Rebellion asked me Mechila.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew what a chizik I had learning by Rav Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And how what an aliyah I had.
Mm-hmm.
That he asked me mechila, Volta Gewust, and he walked me special home to tell me this, Volta Gewust, he wouldn't stop me. And I understood what the Rishiva told me when I was backing out, that the Kenneth Lernen Bob Mitzi on the shoe, because what did he tell me? I was planning to stay 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have heard it. And it's interesting, you'll have to check this out, but I heard Rebelli Bear, who left then, Pesach's man before me to Brisk.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rishiva also wanted him to stay, but he told the Rishiva,
mm-hmm.
Kolon to Shiva Milifta, you know, the Shiva was known like an Ari then.
Mm-hmm.
The Shiva said, the Shiva sound about Mitzvah Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to make of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that you will have to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you can delete. The Maisa, I went again. And I'm so happy I did this. There were three other Chaverim coming Elul.
Mm-hmm.
From Philadelphia. Fenstein.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Ginobel.
Mm-hmm.
And one more. I don't remember. Roman. No, you're Roman. Mm-hmm. Now, I was Fahed already. I didn't have to come again. But the Mice and Reshiva Fahed them in Borough Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to have that opportunity to be with the Reshiva. The Mice, we sat waiting there. Rabbi Dal Yeshua Zichron Lebrach was there. There must have been something going on in Tervadas. And the Reshiva, the God Lador, Tzchan Shuldik to us, said he has to be Mekabel Rav Shul first, but it's Tzchan Shuldik.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say in any way that you have to wait, it's Tzchan Shuldik. Between the Rebbetzin showed us where the Beis HaKiseh was.
Mm-hmm.
Learned the Halacha. The Maisa, once we were in there for a very long time. And the Reshiva had many interruptions, which he had to take.
Mm-hmm.
And one I remember, which I always tell over to my Talmidim, Toronto was then a fledgling community. We're talking about 1962.
Mm-hmm.
The Shiva got a call. He had a Noah from Akasha that one of us asked on the Rambam. He was telling us on Rambam about Edis Kiume.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Gevaldik, he heard the Akasha, you know. And the Shiva's looking at the Rambam. Talking on the phone animatedly, and he's really behandling it. Was it something, an issue in the community?
Mm-hmm.
And he's behandling it. And it was a long call and a very, very, it seemed a very complicated matter. And, you know, he was getting, you saw the Eish HaTeir and the Ashkofet HaTeir. But toward the end of the call, he's still involved, very involved. He had his finger on the Ram, and he told us, Arch in the Teretz.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time we saw. We heard Reb Chaim Isaac could do three things, but we saw someone doing intensely two things.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what it means to be a goyim. But we saw what Reb Chaim Epstein always said, that the Reshiva, people do askonis in Torah. They have it. The Reshiva was a rangatan and learning in the middle of the askonis.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not take the askonis lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It was kedai for me to go. At the end of the conversation, at the end, told the other three Bachem they're accepted. When it was Ben Asman, he said, Lernen Schwach in the Summer. So we thought he meant learn weak. But the Sugya that they were learning El was also one of the famous Sugyas Valkhoyf gave us Ashmach, which the Chazanish wrote Askam. We came to Lakewood, we arrived in Lakewood. And I want to tell you something that inspired me, and I wasn't there long enough to have that chizuk. The Reshiva came Thursday to Yeshiva. Elul's man, I think, started Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He came Thursday. He walked in to say the Shmuz. He had, I think, a Or Yisrael, a Shari Tshuva, and an Nefesh HaChayim.
Mm-hmm.
When he walked in, you didn't need to know it's Elul. You knew it was Elul. You knew on his face it was Elul.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Elul had arrived. But he came into that Shmuz, and we saw him come at 5 o'clock preparing the shmooze for 2 hours. Preparing a shmooze for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember after the shmooze, Reb Chaim Weintraub, Zichron Livracha, who was then just married, told us that no matter how bad the week was, when the Reshiva comes, it's lichtig, it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something so true. I mean, he saw all the bachrim that didn't have shiduchim. The Shiva came, there was a certain security that Adam Godel gives.
Mm-hmm.
There was a certain security because he was taka, you know, as I noticed, being there, his eating with the Talmidim on Shabbos, he was viatata. He never stopped speaking and learning at the table.
Mm-hmm.
We sat on the back table, and the Maisa, toward the end of the meal, got into the front, and the Reshiva was answering Shailas and all over. There was a Kachim Chabura, there was people learning Moyed. It was something to see, the Sudha to see. There was no Zemiris, not because the Reshiva didn't want Zemiris, it's just like
There was no non-staff, and that was the Rashiva's time with the Bachrim.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shabbos, he said over the Shia to Rav Moshe Hirsch, he said over to Rav Yaffa and the Shia that he had said so many times. We worked, I remember me and Rabbi Yankov Feinstein were learning B'chavrutza, we worked 6 hours on the Marmakaymas.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, Rebellia told us before we went to Lakewood, learn the Marmakaymas. From the Marmakaymas alone, you know the Iker Rishonim, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Goyans, and all Noshim and Azikim.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so true. And Lamaisa, the Shmuz was very difficult for us to follow. He said it very rapidly. But the Shir, if you were well prepared, was so. But he brought you, he started off, he said the Gemara inside, the way he said the Gemara,
mm-hmm.
the Rashi and the Rift, we had the Swarm piled up, and he was very didactic on the Sidra Swarm, the Derecheretz he had for the Swarm. You saw his Derecheretz for Rambam, the way he opened the Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the going up to the Shia, you know, you felt, in our beginning, I was a Shtikal Maimer HaSinai. The Eretz Kite. And then by Shia, then after Shia, you know, I went in a little bit. I remember another incident. You know, after, you know, there was a chazora. My heart said one chazora. Mashiach said the other chazora.
Mashiach,
yes.
Mashiach.
And then toward the I walked in all those weeks.
The Sabbat Shishi behind.
What goes Shiva? He was when he was that he was an older bacha. Chaim Essen was married. He was mamish leizozu yodah b'tech yodah. Not saying at that kufa, he was with the Rashiv all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the shir, it went over the shir. But I walked home once to Shal Shiras, and I remember, it was a lesson to me, because that was the time, the opportunity, I must say, Siyata Nishmaya, the Rashiv was very makarim me in that El Osman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this, he was sharp by the Shia, but he was, and I walked into Shalashudis, I went in like a little before Mincha, like after the older Chevra were out, I was able to ask him after I clarified the Shia and clarified what was Shver to me, because you couldn't come in, you had to come in clear and precise.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I walked in after Mincha with Rav Moshe Hirsch, and I walked into the from the Beis Medrash building, which was on 7th Street, to the dining room building. I don't know if you remember.
From this building?
The 676. Mm-hmm. That was the original base medrash.
Uh-huh.
That was the dining room dormitory where Rashiva slept.
Mm-hmm.
Day 8. So once I didn't have what to ask, I started chazir this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, the Rashiva tzichalot pistol. So when I went to wash, the Tulsi Dayan Ramusher said, I wanted to tell you one thing. And I'll never forget this. He told me, I think, the second week I was there. It's not Rebel Yishvei that you can have Rebel Yishvei that you can have the Shia with. You have what to ask. It's the Sara Teira.
Mm-hmm.
But don't have the Shia with him.
Mm-hmm.
the next few times I went with him, I never. I didn't have what to say.
Mm-hmm.
A certain non-Hogan. And the Rishonim Yom Kippur, I mean, the Shmuzin, I didn't understand. But just to watch the Rishiv, and even the chapped a few words, and even those that were not going to the shurim, like Rabbi Yibloch,
mm-hmm.
and Rabbi Leibrotkin, and Rabbi Yankov Pinchas Gorelnik, they came to the shmuzin. It was when I went from Philadelphia to Lakewood, I felt like I'm going back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I'm back in Kletsk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gone through that. Basically, even though, you know, we had European, but when there was a certain ruach, and I said it over this year, but Rav Shnei's Yotzeit, Sunday night, I said over, Rav Shnei was once with Rav Kreisworth. I was sitting with them at a table by a Talmud Bar Mitzvah, New York, and Rav Chaim Kreisworth was there, the Radbaz, you know, was in Chicago for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Radbaz said that you know, they Baz was a guy in Adori, wrote a Pirush on Yushalmi. He started the Slutsk of Yeshiva originally.
Which Yeshiva?
Slutsk. He started Slutsk.
Uh-huh.
He was in Slutsk.
Uh-huh.
Rabbi Zalman came. It had to do with Baz. And the Rabbi Kohan already was made that he's a Yilu Yadia, he went to Chicago for the early 1900s and tried to put the kosher Shabbos, and they ran him out of town. And he wrote, they'll never be turned American. So Reb Chaim Kreisworth was in Chicago himself a reshiva for a while, Skunky. So he had tremendous amunas kachomim. I thought, how could Radbaz make such a mistake? So Reb Shnei, without blinking an eyelash, said, on the American soil, they couldn't be Torah, the Americana button. That's the way he said it. But Reb Aaron brought klepto to America, and we had that hergish. The Talmidim had that hergish. That we're in a different world. You know, El was El, and we never had that feeling in Torah Das. He brought in the whole Ruach of the El. And Reb Nosson together, but Reb Nosson said the shoes in the halls, but the Shiva. It's interesting. I went to Rabbi Yankel Schiff this summer. I waited. He was the Mamish, the Talmud Muvik of the Shiva for several years, and I was supposed to meet him 7 years ago, and then this summer I finally met him. Went to his house, we spoke and learning. After I was finished, he asked me a few zachen. One of the zachen he asked me, the Shiva Shinkhan Gevorin got already sick, already Shavuos time. The stomach already. So he said, how I had, I think, a Rishima of about 15 shurim, and close to that in shmuz, and he must have said he never said so many shurim and shmuz and el, like he was closing up, he knew a dafarayichab. He said, how did the Rishiva have the kaya? What did you say? I said, he said it like an ari. Kol nidzei, he said, I got the shmuz, it was gemara shia kol nidzei. So I said, the only thing I noticed was that the Rashiva was constantly asking for teas by the Sufis. So he must have had some pain. But Rabbi Yankel Schiff couldn't believe it because he collapsed right after Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah. Shmiat Seres, he said a big shir. And he said,
was the Yankel Schiff in the shir at that time?
No, he was already out for 3 years. But his ruach was still in Yeshiva. His spirit was still there. Legend was still there. When I was learning the Marmakaimis, he said, listen, Yanko Schiff took the Marmakaimis, tried to figure out the Shia, never was able to figure out what the Shia was going to say. He's never going to figure it out. And stop being ill there with the Talmidim of the Shia was like, it was an experience that Poshet I bottled, and I remember coming home for Sukkot, and my mother said, you're different. I have to get a cell. And later, the Shiva had, after Sukkotari collapsed. And I remember, one thing also I remember, that Simchas Torah, Simchas Torah is a very small olam. I was invited out, and most of the olam ate, and they came back for the third hakof. The Shiva sat with the 30 bachamites and said, I refused any invitation, I'm sitting with the Shiva. Matter of fact, I didn't sit in the Sukkah Shemitah Tzeres because I come from Sidon. That's when I started. There's no way that the Svad Olam made him, that the Rishiva gave him Rishus. I made a kofa Shemitah Tzeres, which Rishiva gave us Rishus to make later, after the Sukkah. Not right after davening. But the Shemitah Tzeres, the Rishiva made Kiddush, like, it was an Ur Godel. You felt the Rishonah, you felt the 10 days, you felt that Indian. Mamish Lufnei Hashem, Dir Shashem Bimotza, you felt him Bimotza. And then you felt the Simchas Teire, the Shiva.
One thing you mentioned that I'm a little intrigued by this. You said that you had a harder time with the Shmuzin than the Shurim?
Because the Shurim had Marmakaimis.
So you were able to follow.
The Marmakaimis, I was able to follow, but the Shmuz, he spoke quickly, and it was very, even though I know Yiddish well, it was hard to chap the Rishiva. I definitely got parts, but I definitely wrote the Shmuz, but I didn't get it fully. The Shurim, I had more or less a certain feel. I want to tell you, there was one Shir, I think he wanted to say yet, the Shlichas Yad Shir. But the Tayin HaMaisa Bezn, in order to do that, I remember clearly the Tayin HaMaisa Bezn Shir, which was
what Masechta was that?
What
Masechta we heard on that?
Mamatziah.
Okay.
So he said, one, because we were going to be Menachem Oval, Shimon Sturman, Zichron Levracha, lost his mother.
Uh-huh.
We were going to Menachem Oval. We had a car set. He set a shear from 5 to 7 on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
And he set a whole shear that he should be able to say, finish Shlichus Yad in Amafkid, which he had left over in the summer's month.
Uh-huh.
So I remember Rav Moshe Hirsch saying, even Talmidim, when he said two shiurim in one, he usually broke it into two. The first shiur was the foundation. The second shiur was the binyan,
uh-huh.
the hekif. Then he did it in one. So even the Talmidim that heard the shiur said, you have to hang on for your life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and the shiur we left late, you know, but he said 2 hours. The first time he said a 2 hour shiur. Even it was not shaykh. And then we heard that the Shivan said by the Nichum Avelim, we weren't there, even the Menachem Oval. So Rav Shimon Sturman said how he was Machazik and Oval. He said that his mother was the real inspiration for him to blight by learning in Yeshiva in Philadelphia and then in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
She used to send food to the Bach. He said that, and I saw later it was written up in the Shmuz. So he asked him, well, what's my mother's schar going to be? You know, a woman has no Talmud Torah. He said, Noshim state, that the Micah Zachian, that they wait for their children, they wait for their husbands, they send off their children. The Gemara is talking to me about the Meseita, the Shmira, and only Torah that's Mitzvah Va'is is a Shmira.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Zarayef, the Gemara, that Noshim have a Chelik in the Mitzvah Va'is, she has a Chelik in your Torah. At the Ptira, I remember we were crying. I didn't feel Roy to rice kriya.
Mm-hmm.
Rav Nosson spoke to the Oilam. The Tillim that went to Yeshiva every day was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting anecdote, the Yeshiva from the hospital sent to Mar Mekaymus.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big machloikis that he didn't come back, that if they should play the tape. Maisad Achro was not to play the tape.
Which tape?
The rule to listen to the tape.
Which tape?
The last shia was at Gongen, was the first shia in Ksuvis, A9 is begin. First sugi in Ksuvis. And there was a whole plukta.
When was this tape made?
They taped all the shia.
Before it was sick?
Yeah. Oh. Before.
Uh-huh.
One that he said the Mazda before.
Uh-huh.
The island didn't expect this, that. The hospital, take care, we were speaking to Spahu. And then the Rashi was different, there was the psak to wait till over Shabbos. I remember it was very, very depressing. But then the Spanim were uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, uplifting in a way that.
With the Spanim on each side?
Both, and Lakers is also very much for Spanim. I still remember Rav Moshe Eisen's Zichron Levracha Hasbit. One Nakuda, he said, Rebbe, Vevet Emperor of the Kashis. He's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And he meant Kashis in the Gemara, and he meant Kashis in Ashkof.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a loss. It's like we're lost. And Rebbe Elia said, he remembers going in with the same pacha the first time and the last time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a covenant for Hashiva. There was a certain inspiration of the Talmidim, it had a different. Pikes Ritual was the part of Chirov, the Sadr Rebbe, Gaina. Each one had its. And the Velt had never seen such a Leviathan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shtata Lakewood didn't know what happened. They didn't know what they had among them.
Mm-hmm.
So Shiva Daklau, I want to say one, you know, concluding Zach, that I spoke to Rabban Kreiser once, I was very known to him. What did you see in Rebbe Chanan?
Mm-hmm.
Rebbe Chanan. And he was saying to younger Bachan.
Rebbe Chanan Wasserman.
Yeah, he said, I saw the truth. That's what we all felt when we came to Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Yemes. The Shiva Mamish was the Shliach Hashem. You saw his Mamish, the Shliach Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Shliach Hashem, he had a tafkid.
Mm-hmm.
Every minute was used out by Hashem, and it was, you know, no besonder afkomkeit, Rashiva, it's cool, I tell you, there's no, I'm always impressed with afkomkeit. and she was about the Yir Shemayim. But, you know, we saw a normalcy in this, in the Halach HaYoyim, in this, and so, my son Levaya was, there were many Talmid in the Rice Kriya.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel Roy, I didn't feel I would feel long enough.
Mm-hmm.
The Rice Kriya. But I was crying. And one Talmud came over to me, he said, "What are you crying? You only hear, you only were a Rashi one else." I told him, "That's what I'm crying."
Mm-hmm.
It's something always, you know. It's just, but if the Rashi was Nifta, the Mishneya did a tremendous, tremendous job in keeping the Ruach of the Rashi alive, the Talmidim together, Rabbi Shahersh, Rabbi Shlomo Miller, Rabbi Somer Kagan, you know, Kane, Rabbi Chaim Epstein especially, Rabbi Meir Hershkowitz, I mean, Rabbi Yaakov Steinman, Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs, I mean, just and the acceptance of Rabbi Shneya, you know, was, we didn't even know, you know, Rabbi Shneya's Koiches came out later through the tremendous Koiches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the acceptance of the older Talmidim, that he had never had any sorrow on them, but the acceptance, and we saw the tremendous desire on Rabbi Aaron's Talmidim, that was Talmidim for many years, the tremendous, you know, rots to keep the Ramav, the Yeshiva, to keep it with what he wanted, and to do everything in their power to help Rabbi Shnei, and especially Rebellion, and you know, in Philadelphia, that, you know, there was a group of Talmidim that wanted to go back and make a koil, so he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
The market is Lakewood, that's a Rebbe's market.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed that, you know, the Talmidim felt that, you know, that's the Akora Sattva. Rabban and Rebellion, when he started not feeling good, we went to visit him, and he told us the Shiva started off with, you know, a small talk, but he told him, "You're going to be the Rashivas."
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what he was setting out to do.
He
knew the Rebellion, and Rabbi Shmuel Feigelson, and Mashaizman, Rabbi Feigelstock, I forgot to mention, was also from the ones that kept the Ruach of the Rashiva. Rabbi Shneya, he knew that these are, this is, he gave them the inspiration. I mean, he knew that he had to buy Taira.
Mm-hmm.
He buy Taira. So he owed everything to Taira.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want to say one zach about the old Rebbetzin, the Alter Rebbetzin, the Yerif and Ptira. Rabbi Shneya, I was a Bachi, and my parents had just moved to Bar Park.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Shneya said it was mechubit to say Shir Shabbos HaGodl in the Aguda, which was then a tremendous minyan in Borough Park, the main minyan.
Mm-hmm.
After the drosha, he invited me and Reb Sender Kleinbaum to come eat on 15th Avenue and 47th Street by the Rebbetzin.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down in the seat, and Reb Shneya told me this, the Mamas Platz, the Rebbetzin saw it from the kitchen. I saw my cousin, she said, "Shneya, I'm Ben Teira, that's why you're staying from here." She told me, "You sit there.
I'm
Ben Teira, and you're staying from here."
Mm-hmm.
So what it means, the Psalmanstach.
Mm-hmm.
The Psalmanstach. It was unbelievable. You know, she was like, made herself like she's in Gansen Bottle. I remember when we came to the house in Gansen Bottle. You know, this is just a gay Rabban's Rebbetzin. I came back once Shavuos to Lakewood. No, it was no while. I was still living in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rebbetzin, the new dining room was shut up. And the Rebbetzin came. She down early in the morning. We went for a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There were three Bochum sitting in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And the waiter, three or maybe five. And the waiter, it was at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the waiter who took care of the kitchen was bringing the Rebbetzin. It was a nippy morning, you know. It was like not a late Shavuos, it was an early Shavuos, it was not a Shnaz HaHibur. And the Rebbetzin saw five Bochum there. She wouldn't come in. I don't know if you remember what the dining room was there, the one that's down now.
Yeah.
But so anyway, she could have gone from the corner. Hey, Bochum sits in the past, and she went around, looked to hit me, I think we had the full interview.
I think so. Very good. Is there anything else to left to ask? There's nothing left to ask.
I just want
to
say I bottled that up.
When you bottled?
Every L, when I thought L, I just stay over. I remember Hiroshima walking in. It's something what bottled me is that I internalized it.
Wait, I may not understand the word. What's this, the word bottled?
That I went into a different felt.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the basement, which was Kulei Taira.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we moved to the new building. I mean, remember Rabbi Solmeyer came, I was learning Bechavusu with him. How are we going to move to the new building? He adored the Shveif and Yaakov Shif, and Solmeyer came, he was the lead back doors. That basement was so infused with learning.
Mm-hmm.
With Roshiva's Avia. Baruch Hashem, the Rashivas all told me they brought it back, and it was taka pachad a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how attached they were, you know, with that old building. It was like leaving the Rashiva, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that old building. But Baruch Hashem, they transported it.
That's interesting, because I was once, many years later, of course, I once come to the basement like 4 o'clock, something like that. On Shabbos afternoon, so they had a Shabbaton from NCSY here, and there was two boys from the Shabbaton were standing by the door, and I was walking in, and I heard them say to each other, one said to the other, said, "Did you ever see something like this?" So I was trying to figure out what they were talking about. So I looked around, I said, "I don't see nothing here, this is a Beis Medrash." I didn't realize that they never saw a Beis Medrash like that before. They were astounded just by seeing a Beis Medrash. And that was many years later. So I said, maybe I should be astounded too? So I got so used to it. I take it for granted. Take it for everything for granted. But that's the way it is. What?
I lost my train. I'm very tired, but I was able to.
Oh, yeah, you're very good. It's very good.
Some observations.
It's very good to have. So, what are you doing now exactly?
Right now, I say a Beis Medrash here in Teretz Bima.
Uh-huh.
Beis Medrash, and I'm Baruch Chaim Epstein at night.
Uh-huh. What do you do about Chaim Epstein?
I say Chaburis there at night.
Uh-huh.
I used to be there in the afternoon. And now in the summer, I'm saying sure until Rosh Chodesh.
And this the camp is what, from what yeshiva?
One of the greatest accomplishments was the Mishkaban and Musa, Shurim, you know, he said in Europe, and there was a Mashgiach, but in America he felt he had to give over the Ashkofet that Torah. And that Ashkofet he gave over was, you know, was communicated later by his Talmidim, especially, you know, Reb Chaim Epstein and Reb Yitzchak Feigelstock and Reb Yishvei, and that gave over Rabbi Hirschkowitz, Rabbi Shlomo Hirsch, that gave over that Ruach.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was the spoil was, I remember in the Lakewood Minyan and Borough Park, there was a Chabura, which Rabbi Yosef Kaufman started, Mishtaban, and Mamish, one of the old Talmidim of the Shiva, had gone through a very difficult life, and was very sick. Mamish, it gave him his chiyas. It gave him his life. Chaim Reis. Mamish gave him his chiyas. And the Vaad even extended to Chaim Weintraub's Einikel now has a Vaad Motu Shabbos and Yeshiva Zichel Melech and I'm all the Bochum say to Mishtabar. The Ashkofa of Rabban is Mamish not only the Gvaldike Grace Shurim which you know today is being used all over but the Shmuz and that Ashkofa Santa'idah that he invested. You saw the vision of the Rashiva that he knew that it's not like Europe, he's going to have to give over that
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much, and thank you so much, and have a good day.
To me, certain memories.
Yeah. It's really very, very good, I must say. I'll have to shut down so I don't say too much.
Cult of culture.